Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mix 06 Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is a show leading up to the Mix 06 conference in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd, a 72-hour conversation.
All right, welcome to the Mix 06 Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and today I'm here with James Baker, who's going to talk about the session at Mix 06 called Developing Interactive Applications Using Windows Live Robots, Activities, and Alerts. How are you doing today, James?
I'm doing good.
Great. So, you know, what is all this robots and so on and so forth? What exactly is this session going to cover?
So the great thing about using Messenger as an application developer is that you can actually use the session that we create between the two clients to develop applications. So, you know, as you know, when you use Messenger, you can connect through your firewalls, your NATs, and you can actually piggyback on that session to create some cool applications or games. When you're in Messenger itself, you're able to do things like play tic-tac-toe with the buddy or do shared whiteboarding and different activities. You can create those same activities within your own type of applications, and this session will tell you how to do that. On top of that, we're also giving you some insights into what you can do in terms of creating bots on the server. You know, the more formal word is robot, but you can create these bots that interact with your buddies so that you can have a bot that sits around and answers questions about trivia or answers questions about possibly, you know, search terms or even movie times or something that you're interested in. So we're kind of giving all the users of Messenger and all the developers out there a way to create these applications that interact with the Messenger conversation stream, not necessarily the conversation stream, but with the Messenger application using that channel. And you can make it available to your buddies that you most commonly chat with.
Amazing, though. Is it going to pass the Turing test?
It should. It should pass that very well.
So you think I'm going to be able to not tell that there's not a person at the other end?
I think that if the developer does such a good job, you should be able to not actually tell it's a person or a robot. And on top of that, when it is a person, you can do some really cool, fantastic things like do shared looking at maps. So that you can actually get directions to somebody's house and see how you can actually navigate that map together in a shared session.
Awesome. Now, you know, one of the things that Mix is all about is about, you know, the web and all the different technologies that we build. I believe there's a web-based version of Messenger as well, right?
Yes, there is. We do have something called Web Messenger that's out there.
And so is that something that, as you're integrating these things, these bots and so on and so forth, that you can integrate, do they work with the web version as well?
They do not work necessarily with the web version, but the extremely cool part is that all that JavaScript and HTML script that you've developed into your applications, you can deploy that within these P2P applications that you can connect with your buddies to. So in a situation where you may want to have an Ajax-based application using Web 2.0 technologies connect directly to one particular buddy or a peer, typically you run into the typical firewall problems, but now that hosted application, which may be running on your individual machine, can pass through those firewalls of yours and your buddies so that you both can have access to the same stream.
So this is really a direct peer-to-peer technology. If I'm building one of these bots and so forth, I'm actually hosting it on my machine.
Yeah, well, in the case of the bots you can host on your machine. In the case of the activities that you can create within Messenger, yeah, you can definitely host it on your machine also, because that peer-to-peer channel will allow it to go through. Now, of course, if you have the larger infrastructure, you can host it in the cloud or something, but, you know, this technology allows you to actually create those tunnels between yourself and the other party to be able to pass the information back and forth.
Oh, absolutely awesome. All right. Well, you know, our attendees for Mix 06 are designers and business decision makers and web developers. What do you think's in this session that decision makers or designers might find interesting?
I think the decision makers will definitely see the peer-to-peer channel as an advantage for them in developing their applications, as well as the idea of having these bots, these hosted type of buddies that can answer general information questions, whether it be a bot that actually answers customer service questions and then launches off one of these activities, or whether it's a bot who answers some of those frequently asked questions that people want to talk to somebody day-to-day about.
I see. So if I were a consumer application developer, or I were a company, I could actually build a bot that people could use to interact with, just like they go and look up things in an FAQ.
Certainly, certainly. And you get that more personalized feel about it, that somebody actually does care, instead of having to scroll through a page. And you can ask the questions, and it can take you directly to the answer.
Absolutely awesome. All right, well, I'm sure that people will be excited to go see this session at Mix06, which is going to be in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd, and they can register at mix06.com.
Thank you.